Follow your favorite football team with the Houston Texans mobile app. Usually the day after a game, head coach Gary Kubiak has a press conference at Reliance Stadium. That was not the case on Monday, as Kubiak is in a hospital still recovering from his collapse on the field Sunday night. So some of the players in the locker room spoke about what happened.
I don't think he's available to us right now. We're just trying to respect his privacy and give him a chance to heal.
Saying today was almost try and, you know, act like it was normal, and just because you've got the game on Sunday and there's no dead time in the NFL. Was that the mentality?
Obviously our thoughts are with our coach, but it's the NFL and it's a football season, and you have to prepare for a game on Sunday.
Was today the first time you'd ever been at a practice and he wasn't there, and what was that like for you?
I think it might have been, yeah. Obviously Monday is not necessarily a full practice day, so it's a little bit different, but we went through our normal routine, did our normal things, and obviously, like I said, our thoughts are with him, but we have to prepare for a game just like every other week.
You know, worried about Kool, making sure he's okay. You know, we want him back here, but we know that it's a process he had to go through. But at the same time, we know there's still work to be done, and we just wanted to come in and make sure we come to work as usual and just try to fix the mistakes that we had.
Antonio said that if anything, you'll refocus even more because that's what Coach Kubiak would want you guys
to do. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's football, man. You know, this is our job. This is how we make our money. And, you know, we just have to come to work each and every day, prepare like we're going to play tomorrow. And, you know, that's just how we do things around here. And I know that Coach, you know, that's what he would want us to do.
Well, we just watch film and condition, you know, just not having him in the building is kind of, you know, it's kind of weird feeling, you know, just not seeing him around. But, you know, the word that we got is that he's stable, you know, he's awake. So, you know, we're just continuing to pray for him and hoping for the best.
Are they letting you guys reach out to him at all, or what was that communication line between you guys as players and as a coach?
No, we haven't been able to reach out to him as of now. I don't think anyone's been able to visit him. But as soon as we're able to, we're definitely going to get over there.
How difficult is it to kind of worry about this football game preparations when you are also concerned about your coach? You don't really know what's going on with them.
Well, like I said, you know, they've given us the word that he's doing well. He's improving. You know, he's awake. You know, asked about the game, asked about, you know, different guys on the team. So knowing that, you know, it's easy for us to be able to prepare and continue to be professionals and do our job, you know, knowing that he's improving and he's going to be all right.
We can't let it affect our focus. And that would be doing our coach, you know, who is our family, a discredit, you know, and that's something that he wouldn't want us to do. So a loss of focus, nah, probably a more channeled focus, you know, a more, because we got to focus just a little bit more because we got to find a way to get a win, so.
Did
that's going to be what it is.
An increased focus today?
Today was basically just running, you know. So it ain't much focus to do when you're doing that. But, you know, in film today, I think that we all got a good look of what happened, you know, and what could happen. And a lot of instances, we shot ourselves in the foot. And then when you really take a look at it, you know, after, you know, when you speak right after the game, you can't really see the film is that. A lot of those shots in the foot, you know, and different personal foul calls, because I consider them bad calls to me, you know, was on third down. Third down, you're off the field. You either off the field or they kick a field goal, you know. So we got to figure out, you know, how to be aggressively smart, because I don't want to take any of our aggression away, because I think that's what's given us our success that we have, you know, in these past couple weeks, you know. But we just got to play aggressively smart.